Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Essendorma from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show that helps you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Condrit is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 7 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now your host, America's favorite eye doctor, Dr. Edward Condrit.
Welcome to Healthy Vision, everyone. This is Dr. Edward Condrit, and I'm here every Sunday evening to bring you the latest information on ways to improve your health and also improve your vision. And this evening, we have a very exciting guest. You know, there's been so much talk out there on genetics and genetic testing and, you know, can it be helpful? And a lot of companies are really doing a lot of marketing and advertising. And, you know, as a consumer, you have to have some questions. How valuable is this information? And, you know, that's a question that I had a couple of years ago. And my wife and I, we flew halfway around the world to Australia to get trained by one of the top genetic testing companies in the world. And this evening, it's just a great pleasure to have Paul Beaver, who's the co-founder and chief scientific officer of FitGenes, and he's calling from Australia. So, Paul, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Well, thank you, Edward. It's a pleasure to always chat with you, and yes, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. So, to help spread the message of healthy living, healthy aging.
You know, I have a lot of fond memories of my visit to Australia. I was battling severe jet lag when you and your lovely wife, who's called Lee, but it's spelled differently than my Lee, took us out to dinner, and I was just fighting, falling asleep. I don't know if you noticed that. I tried to pay attention.
We did notice. Yeah, you did well. You did well.
I guess let's begin. I know you have a lot of information to share with the listeners, and you know, this is something that everyone is wondering and questioning. So let's begin about this exciting new science called nutrigenomics, because now researchers have found that, you know, your genes really are not your destiny. There's ways to turn on the good genes and turn off the bad genes. So I wonder if you could explain a little bit your experience with this whole science of nutrigenomics.
Well, I think, first of all, there's actually two areas. There's the science of nutrigenetics, and then there's the science of nutrigenomics. What nutrigenetics is about how your genes and how you respond to the food you eat, how you exercise, and lifestyle choices. So that's, I like to use the example, it's like that's your hardware. Now, I can't change the genes that I got from my mum and my dad, but there's the new science of nutrigenomics in how you can change the signals that your genes send out, and that, as you said, your genes are not your destiny. For example, some people genetically are more sprinters and some are long-distance runners. Some people are fast metabolizers of coffee. You know, they can drink a cup of coffee late at night. There's others that have a cup of coffee after 4 o'clock. They're like wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. They can't sleep. So your genes determine how you respond to the food you put in, how you exercise. So that's preset. That's your hardware. But the exciting science of nutrigenomics is how you can change the signals or the software that your genes are sending out. And when I came to America in 2006 to find out about this new science, it was really liberating. That meant I didn't have to die of cancer like my mother and my father at an early age, that there were things I could do, and that's what the science is about. So how do you use diet, nutrition to reset the switches, if that makes sense?
Well, you mentioned signals. I wonder if you could explain what you mean by a signal from the gene.
Well, at genes, your DNA is like a twisted ladder. You get one side of the ladder from your mother, one from your father, and you get half a step. And each step sends out a signal to tell your body to do something, to fight free radicals, to help your arteries expand, to hydrate the body. And so that's like the book of life. So that's what's signaling. And a good analogy is your genes are like a dimmer switch, and you can dial the switch up or down depending on the food that you have. Like the one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work because genetically we are all different. And some people can go on more of a paleo-type diet where they need a low-carb diet. Others can get away with some higher carb. And that's like determined by your genes. But once you know what your nutrigenetics, your genetic profile is, you can then make the most appropriate nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle choices for you, not the one-size-fits-all, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And, of course, that's why I was intrigued with your company. There's a lot of testing that really doesn't help the practitioner. You know, as a physician, I want data. I want information that I can use that then I can advise my patients on what dietary measures they need to take, maybe what exercise programs, maybe what nutritional supplements. You know, for example, a methylation defect is very common. I think it's maybe 45% of the American population have a methylation defect. And I have seen just about every patient with macular degeneration have a methylation defect. So it's nice to be able to document that and then make the appropriate recommendations in terms of vitamins, and they need the B-complex vitamins and methylfolate and maybe some dietary changes. So, you know, feel comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But the most important thing is you can't just look at one gene on its own. You have to look at gene-to-environment interaction, because if people are making the most appropriate nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle choices for their genes, the dimmer switch is in the right position, and there's no effect. And the beautiful thing about this, I've just turned 62, I've outlived my father by 10 years, but once I was able to get my genetic profile, I could find out what was most appropriate for me and not somebody else. For example, I don't detox as well, so then I had to put some interventions. And so it gives the practitioner a roadmap and not the hit and miss. We call it eliminate the guesswork, and I think that's what you're saying with macular degeneration. You're getting a roadmap for each individual, and you don't have to treat them all the same.
Right, and then when you can show the patient that they do have this genetic weakness, I don't like to use the word defect, let's say use the word genetic weakness, they see that it's a hard copy, it's an objective finding, and maybe they're a little bit more motivated to make the dietary changes and follow your advice instead of just telling them generically that, you know, you've got to eat better, take nutritional vitamins. You can actually show them that, hey, these are the factors that are maybe contributing to your macular degeneration. And if you take these steps, there's a good potential that we can turn off these genes that are causing a problem. And, you know, you'll be able to preserve your vision much, much longer.
Absolutely. And I think that was the thing that, unfortunately, my father never had the roadmap of what to eat, how to exercise. And I could look back and what happened during the war and post-war, and it was just sad that he never had that information. And it's very liberating, because I know, for example, for some women, going to the gym just makes them fat, because genetically, by the time they go to the gym to try and lose weight, they're highly inflamed and getting flogged like the Biggest Loser. They then, they get really angry and frustrated. But when you say it's going to take you a little bit longer, they say, well, I can live with that. Just tell me why my body. And a lot of women, we say your genes are talking, but are you listening?
Mm-hmm. I like that. They're talking, but are you listening? And it's up to the doctor, the practitioner, to listen to those genes and translate that information to the patient.
Well, when we show the profile, that gives you, and you show the patient, they say, this is why that you were right. What you felt was about your body was right. And so I think that's very empowering, very liberating. And the interventions aren't hard, as you know from having come over to Australia to do the workshop. But it's a roadmap. And as I say, we eliminate the guesswork.
Well, we're coming up to a break. And folks, with me is Paul Beaver. He's calling in all the way from Australia. And he's the chief scientific officer for FitGenes. This is a company that I've been using their genetic testing for the last couple of years, and I think it just produces a lot of great information. And the holiday season is coming up, and we are offering a great special. Go to ConradSpecial.com. You can get my book, gift wrap, and ship to someone on your list, and we'll pay for the shipping and gift wrapping. And we have a special Christmas show. Healthy Vision is going to be on Christmas Day, and we're going to be talking about miracles. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Give the gift of sight. Dr. Edward Kondrat wants to make your holiday shopping easy for the perfect gift. 20% off his best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Gift wrapped and shipped at no extra charge. Each book will be signed by Dr. Kondrat. What better gift than giving the gift of sight? Take advantage of this special holiday offer. This book is the perfect holiday gift. Only $19.95, includes gift wrapping and shipping in the United States. A signed copy of Dr. Kondrat's best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Order by going to KondratSpecial.com. KondratSpecial.com. Or call 800-430-9328. Give the gift of sight. Order by going to KondratSpecial.com. Or call 800-430-9328. Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And I don't know, the transition music before we came to break started playing, and I don't know if you heard that I'm having a Christmas special. Healthy Vision is every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Arizona time, and Christmas falls on Sunday this year. And the Christmas special is we're going to have open lines and we're going to be talking about miracles. And I'll be sharing with you some of the miracles that I experienced over my 30 years of practicing medicine. So it should be an interesting show. And if you're available Christmas Eve and or Christmas Day, rather, and I would appreciate your call to the show. And right now we have Paul Beaver, the Chief Scientific Officer and co-founder of a fantastic company called Fit Genes. And it's a genetic company that I've been using for the last couple of years. And I think it is really the physician's choice when they want to do genetic testing and get the material that they can comfortably advise their patients on what steps to take to improve their health. So, Paul, I think the listeners are probably curious as to how you got started in this business, a little bit about your background and, you know, why you founded the company.
Yeah. Well, my background is I'm actually a doctor of engineering originally, and it was in 1978 I was doing my PhD. Nothing out of the ordinary, and we got one of those phone calls from your family doctor. You don't want that. My father had cancer at 52, was given 3 months to live, and it was a shot out of the blue because my grandparents actually lived to about 84. He didn't want to die in a hospital. He wanted to die at home. So I stopped my PhD. Our family nursed him. We had a very good family doctor. And unfortunately, he lived 18 months, but they couldn't give him enough heroin, cocaine, or morphine to kill the pain. So it was a very traumatic time for the whole family. But at least he got to die in his own bed with his family. And so it sort of shook me up a bit. And then 8 years later, my wife gave birth to our daughter. I cuddled my wife, cuddled my daughter. I got 5 minutes out of the delivery room, and my family doctor rang and said, Paul, I'm sorry to do this to you. Go to this other hospital 10 minutes away. Your mother's got a cancerous growth the size of a rock melon. She'll be dead in 3 months. So I went from the ultimate high to the ultimate low in literally 5 minutes. And that was the turning point. That really was the foundation of Fit Genes, because it made me realize that we're very good at keeping people alive, but we're not good at keeping people healthy. And my faith and my belief was we weren't created to get sick and die early. We have the best medicine, the best recreational sports. We've got the best of everything, and yet we're failing. So that started me on this journey, and I started talking to doctors, nutritionists, naturopaths, anyone I could find looking for the answer. And that's, I think, where my research background kicked in. And then a friend in America told me about this direct-to-consumer genetic testing. So I flew to America, and that's where I first heard about not the genetic testing, because up to that stage, all the view was your genes were your destiny and that I was going to die of cancer like mum and dad. But I heard about the science of nutrigenomics, that I could actually do something about it by making the most appropriate nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle choices. And so that was the start of the journey and the birth of Fit Genes. But, and I think what separates Fit Genes from a lot of companies is we focus not on telling people the diseases they can die of and then not give them any actionable interventions. We look at things on how people can make better nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle choices based on their genes, not the one-size-fits-all, and maximize their potential for healthy living, healthy aging. So that's how the birth it. And just as I was saying to you before, I've now been made an honorary senior research fellow in the School of Allied Health, the Dietetics and Nutrition Department at La Trobe University, in recognition of the work that we've been doing over the last 10 or so years. So not bad for an engineer, and I'm now training gynecologists, cardiologists, and you know, around the world. So it's been an interesting journey, and it's just really, like you, just very rewarding to see people improving their health and well-being, whether it be eyesight or reducing risk of heart attack or elite athletes.
Well, congratulations on your award. It's well-deserved for all the work that you're doing. You're very passionate about this. And I'm just curious, and I hope you don't mind sharing, dietary changes did you make, you know, with that strong family history of cancer and your father dying at a young age? So what did the genetic testing reveal for you, and what changes did you make?
Well, what it revealed is we look at the drivers that affect your health and well-being rather than try and tell people diseases, you know, like a fait accompli. And what we find is the same drivers underpin health outcomes, whether you be Olympic athlete, someone with high blood pressure, trying to lose weight, or children with autism. So what I found, what it showed me was my natural antioxidant defense system is not as good as the average person. And so I had to put in interventions around how to strengthen that. My detoxification, I don't get rid of toxins as well as the average person. So, for example, if I smoked, that would significantly reduce my risk of cancer. And unfortunately, Dad, when he came back after the war, started smoking, and he didn't realize that he was very, very vulnerable. And it's no good saying, well, my grandmother smoked, she lived to 90. Well, if you don't have those genes, well, you can be at a risk. So I was able to look at interventions in more cruciferous type vegetables, broccoli and bok choy, and a lot of those vegetables that contain a product called sulforaphane. That is the most potent chemopreventive natural substance around, and again, leading research came out of America on that. So I was more about the sort of vegetables I should eat that I could change the gene expression, and also not making lifestyle choices to smoke and so forth. And I think, as my lead, it's a great analogy that we've all been given a playing field in life for healthy living, healthy aging, soccer field or a gridiron field. And your genes determine the playing field. Now, if you know what the boundaries of the playing field are, you can play in the game of life and enjoy a healthy life. But without knowing that, you could be out, and you could be in the stand watching and the spectator. And I love that the boundaries, that gives you a freedom. So now I know what I can do and can't do. So it was around the type of vegetables, that other interventions to put in, reduce inflammation by having omega, you know, oily fish, you know, three times a week. So they're very target specific. And I said I've just turned 62 and all my medical parameters are excellent. So I'm not complaining. So.
So it's interesting. This is just, you know, some simple dietary changes and addressing some risk factors. So it wasn't really like this whole complex treatment protocol that you had to do.
No, it's just
a very simple dietary changes. So, and, you know, I'm a firm believer, Paul, that food is our best medicine.
Absolutely.
I think it was Thomas Edison that said that the doctor of the future will make suggestions on dietary changes and food to treat all illnesses. You know, we should not be dependent on petrochemical chemicals and, you know, those types of things. Even vitamins, for that matter of fact. I think food is the best medicine.
Absolutely. And I think the interesting thing is that some research came out that said the reason we eat food is not for the carbohydrate, protein, and fat. We eat food because it's the ingredients in the food set signals to the genes to tell them what they should do. And they said that, in essence, the macronutrient content is of secondary importance to those nutrients. And I think the key about fit genes is we're identifying the nutrients that can change the gene expression. And the comment that we get from the practitioners that we accredit is it's not that complicated, but it's all based on solid science and what we do.
Mm-hmm. You know, let's talk a little bit about the science. I think it was you that told me that there are over 100,000 articles written on nutrigenomics a year. It's probably increasing. That was a couple of years ago you told me that.
Yeah. There was over 1 million articles and about 100,000, and it is just growing at an exponential rate. So that's the hard part for the doctors. How do you keep up with the latest research? It's called the big data problem, which is swamping the practitioners. They just don't have time to read those articles. So what we're doing is looking for the best science, the best evidence. So we're a very evidence-based company.
Yeah. And so in other words, as a practitioner, I don't have to read those articles every month. I leave it up to somebody like you and your company. You sift through the articles, you find out which ones are relevant, and you put that information into your genetic testing. And it makes it, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing. So then I can look at the genetic testing, the results, and I can confidently tell my patients what needs to be done, what needs to be done.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank you and FitGenes for that.
Absolutely. It's critical, and then having the software to store it. So you just need to have the confidence there is solid science behind what you're recommending.
So we're coming up to another break. With me is Paul Beaver. the chief scientific officer from FitGenes, a phenomenal testing company. And we come back, we're going to be talking about the areas that I think are essential that you need to look at when you do genetic testing. So we'll be right back after this break.
Winter storm and winter weather advisories are posted in the Great Lakes region into the Northeast. More than half of today's flights out of Chicago's O'Hare have been canceled, and another 127 out of Detroit because of snow. Meteorologist Allison Shinchar.
We know about the delays in Chicago for good reason, where we have some of the winter storm warnings and advisories. But same thing for Cleveland, Pittsburgh, even Erie, Pennsylvania, where we could be seeing some of those possible cancellation and delays.
President-elect Trump has dismissed as ridiculous a CIA study that found Russia tried to interfere in the elections. Senator John McCain tells CBS has faced the nation, an investigation must be launched.
Facts are stubborn things. They did hack into this campaign, and they did it, I think, with at least what seemed to be effective of a sort of every week or so there was new information.
S&P futures up 5 points, the Nasdaq futures gaining 10. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, tonight partly cloudy, low of 51, sunny on Monday, high 72, partly cloudy Monday night with a low of 50, Tuesday, sunny skies with a high near 73 degrees. I'm Sean Riley from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 72 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
I have the answer. Are you one of the Americans whose real spendable income has declined 5%? Are you now feeling the slow financial drain? I have the answer. Enjoy the same high-quality lifestyle services you now have and pay less of your money for them. I told you, I have the answer. Every sharp person understands the value of making the deal. You need to step up to the plate. You need to make the deal. Resources are now available for you. Starting to believe? I have the answer. Successful Americans are now increasing their income by using changing legislation and technology expediently. Proof? The world's largest retailer doesn't have a single storefront. I have the answer. Cut expenses and increase income. Call 317-934-0079. 317-934-0079. I have the answer. 317-934-0079.
If you're like me, I was always looking for that special tire and auto company I could trust. Then I found Advance Auto Service and Tire Centers, an honest, reliable, and local shop that's been a part of Arizona neighborhoods since 1989. Advance Auto is offering Goodyear factory rebates of up to $80 on 4 select tire sets. And if you purchase using Goodyear financing on approved credit, they'll double the factory rebates up to $160.
Advance Auto Service and Tire Centers is your neighborhood source for everything automotive since 1989.
Looking for an honest, reliable, and local shop to service your car, truck, or SUV? Advance Auto Service and Tire Centers has been a part of Arizona neighborhoods since 1989. Along with their low-price guarantee on tires, Advance Auto also has great deals on automotive service. Check out their latest specials and factory rebates online at advanceauto.com.
Family-owned and operated since 1989, Advance Auto Service and Tire Centers is your neighborhood source for everything automotive. Check them out online at advanceauto.com.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Dr. Kondrat and Paul Beaver are back, and we're talking about genetic testing and his company, FitGenes. And one thing it is to get genetic testing done, but you need to interpret the results. And that's where a physician sometimes needs to be educated and needs to do the right genetic testing. And there's a lot of marketing right now. And, you know, just about every day I hear a commercial for companies, and it's more entertainment value. But when you want a serious genetic test, you really need to consult with your doctor and find out the best genetic testing that's done. And one thing that Fit Genes does, it breaks the testing down into several key categories. So these categories can really be important to help the physician know exactly what area he needs to focus on to improve your health, and in my case, improve your vision. So, Paul, let's talk about the one that's probably the biggest one, and that's inflammation. You got to reduce that inflammation, right?
Absolutely. I think one of the key things is, and the doctors that fly in to be trained by us, they say, I'm glad that you had that engineering background, because the body is basically a system that is only as good as the basic building block, the cell. So when we designed our profiles, and I use the word profile rather than testing, because a lot of people associate testing with diseases. We're testing for this gene, this disease, that disease, which is what some of the companies do, and then they give percentages of that disease. But you don't know that if you don't know what the person's eating, exercise, stress level, and age. So we talk about genetic profiling, and the other test implies a pass or fail. You either pass or you fail. Well, that's not true. So we only look at genes that affect how the body functions at the cellular level. It has to be well researched. But most importantly, there have to be interventions in nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle the patient can use to change the gene expression. And as you said, all diseases are underpinned pretty much by inflammation and free radical damage. And so we look at the drivers that will determine someone's health and well-being, not try and look at the disease. So we look at things such as inflammation, free radical damage. We look at genes that determine a natural antioxidant defense system, how your body copes with toxins, how it detoxifies. We look at genes that affect heart health, the health of the walls of the artery. We look at other genes around fat metabolism. So we look at the physiological functioning of the body. And I like what Dr. Jeffrey Bland, who's the father of functional medicine in America, says, that there's no such thing as disease per se. There's only the underlying physical drivers. And if they're not functioning properly, that will affect your health, whether you be an elite athlete or high blood pressure. So it's all about the drivers. And there's also Mark Houston in Heart Health in America. And I love what he said is there's infant assaults on, say, the vascular system, but there's only three finite responses, which is inflammation, free radical damage, or immune dysfunction. So focus on the drivers, not the disease, and get that operating properly, because it doesn't matter whether it's eye health, heart health, cancer, autism, they are the same drivers. If they're not functioning properly, will then make that person more susceptible to poor health outcomes.
Now, when you refer to a driver, it's you're referring to like the underlying cause.
Absolutely.
We're going to get delayed on cause.
Yeah, it's the cause. And so the driver is the underlying cause. So the same cause. Well, if you look at eye health, what you mentioned, inflammation. So what are the main causes of poor eye health?
Well, you know, the patient's eye see is decrease in circulation to the eye, heavy metal poisoning, poor nutrition. But then again, you know, you can take two groups of patients. Maybe one person has elevated lead, poor nutrition, poor circulation, but they don't get macular degeneration because they have the genetic background that is maybe protecting the eye. And you have another individual that marginally elevated lead and some other factors, and they got advanced macular. So I think that's where the genetic profiling needs to come in to play.
Absolutely.
And also, because there's different manifestations of macular degeneration. You can have wet, where there's a lot of leakage and bleeding, and the dry form, which is more of atrophic and loss of cellular function. So I think the genetics can help you with the appropriate treatment. The treatment's different in both those cases.
And I think that's a classic case of what my wife says is a different playing field. It gives you where people are maybe genetically more susceptible to, as you said, toxic load and you know, heavy metals, whereas another person, their playing field might be a little bit bigger. So it helps define the boundaries. And it, as a practitioner, it gives you something, solid information to work with. But the important thing is there have to be interventions rather than tell your patient you have this genetic vulnerability or susceptibility, but sorry, there's nothing I can do about that. Or some companies use the genetic information as a way to sell weight loss shakes, supplements, and so forth. So FitGenes has no conflict of interest in any interventions. They're based on solid science. We have no conflict of interest in anything. So that, as a practitioner, I think that reassures you that we're not giving you wrong advice because we want to make money out of it.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, maybe you can give us some examples of genetic testing or the genetic profile that is done to maybe show some features of inflammation and cell defense that where you need to make some changes. And maybe you could talk a little bit about what some examples of how the testing can be helpful and what changes are needed.
Thank you. Well, what we find is that inflammation and free radical damage underpin pretty well all health outcomes. They're like Siamese twins. But knowing that if someone is genetically more susceptible to inflammation, there's things you can do in the diet. And it's things like getting more of the omega-3 in the diet from, you know, the fish like salmon, as long as they're from a good source, there's no heavy metals. Or it might be supplementing with a bit of omega-3 oils. And you look at the fruit and vegetables, and that is why, for example, and I don't like using to describe a diet, but why the Mediterranean-type diet, and I'm talking about the one post-World War II Crete, and if you look at the components of that diet, invariably they help reduce inflammation. And so that's sort of the components you would use. The type of exercise, if you're under-exercise, if you're sitting on the couch not exercising, you're more prone to be inflamed. But if you go to the other end and you train too much, you overtrain, you can produce more inflammation. So the lifestyle choices, if you get stressed, you produce more free radical damage, more inflammation, and you know, genetically you might be more vulnerable. So there's a lot of different things you can bring in. And I think one example of the importance of this is we had one of our leading doctors in New Zealand had a patient that the medical system, best practice in New Zealand gave a 5% risk of having a heart attack based on the methodology. The doctor looked at his profile and looked at some lifestyle choices he was making. He said, I don't think this is right. They did the American Framingham Gold Standard. They said he has no more than 11% risk of a heart attack in 5 years. You've got to be above 15%. Otherwise, in actual fact, when they did what they call a testing of the hardening of the arteries, it was the highest ever recorded hardening of the arteries in New Zealand's history, and his actual risk of a heart attack was 99.5%. So by knowing that, they then were able to get the interventions in to help take him, bring him back into the playing field of healthy living, healthy aging. So it applies across, we work with elite athletes, people with high blood pressure, people who maybe want to reduce weight. We've had children with autism. We've gone the whole. We do the whole spectrum because we look at the underlying causes, not try and analyze the disease.
Well, I'm just curious. You mentioned autism, and what are some contributing factors in autism?
Well, the main thing that we found with the autism, and this is one that you definitely need to be going through practitioners as a training space, what we found for a lot of the children with autism, they had what they call the receptor, which sits on the cell and lets the vitamin D get into the cell, and they had faulty receptors. Now, giving more and more vitamin D doesn't help necessarily help that, and it's not as simplistic as just the vitamin D. There's other, we found it was inflammation, and oxidative stress, but definitely vitamin D. But this taking the sulforaphane can help receptor work more effectively and set it back. So quite a complex area, but some of the results that is now being written up in a paper has been quite remarkable with that area.
Yeah, and you know, vitamin D is critical in preventing macular degeneration in the treatment. And so that's one of the genetic SNPs that I'm looking at very carefully. because a lot of my patients have that deficiency, the deficiency in metabolizing vitamin D. And just as you stated, you have to put them on the sulforaphane, which is something, a supplement that they can take, which will assist in helping them metabolize and utilize the vitamin D. Well, we're coming up to another break, and with me is Paul Beaver, and we're having a great time talking about genetic testing. The company is Fit Genes. You can Google them, and you can also give our office a call at 800-430-9328 if you're interested in the genetic testing.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Give the gift of sight. Dr. Edward Kondrat wants to make your holiday shopping easy for the perfect gift. 20% off his best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Gift wrapped and shipped at no extra charge. Each book will be signed by Dr. Kondrat. What better gift than giving the gift of sight? Take advantage of this special holiday offer. This book is the perfect holiday gift. Only $19.95, includes gift wrapping and shipping in the United States. A signed copy of Dr. Kondrat's best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Order by going to kondratspecial.com. KondratSpecial.com. Or call 800-430-9328. Give the gift of sight. Order by going to kondratspecial.com. Or call 800-430-9328.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Dr. Kondrat back with Paul Beaver. And, you know, we're getting into the holiday season. And the holiday season is a time not only of joy and celebration, but it's a time to gain weight. And that's why everybody's New Year resolution is to lose weight. So, Paul, this is the big question. Can Fit Genes help a person lose weight?
Well, absolutely. What we've found is that's how we started the company initially. It was mainly 35, 55-year-old women that were getting very frustrated with the weight goes on. My wife called it the creeping doona. It just kept, despite being fit and healthy, everything she tried wasn't working. And what we found through research is for especially a lot of the women, but it applies for the men as well, that weight management is about inflammation management before weight management. And when we look at the genetic profile, we find that a lot of, especially the patient that have been coming for weight management, that if we can get the inflammation under control, then the fat metabolism will take care of itself. And what we tend to find is that the weight just starts gradually going on. And then what the interventions that the people try to do are not to burn fat, actually create more inflammation. For example, someone goes to the gym, they're already inflamed. They go to the gym and they think the more is better is going to help. Where in actual fact, for their genes, they need to do what we call the fit genes back off approach. And rather than hitting the gym hard, you back off and have spa saunas and all the recovery to try and get the inflammation down. And when you get the inflammation down genetically, then you can go into the gym and do resistance work rather than, say, flogging on a treadmill. So that's really important. And for some, I'm sure there's a lot of your listeners out there that go on a calorie-restricted weight loss program. The moment they go off, they rebound bigger than when they started. And that's because there's one gene that controls the fat storage that when you go on a calorie-restricted diet, you shrink it down to this tight little ball, and then when you put the calories back in, it rebounds bigger than when it started. So it's like the weight loss yo-yo effect. Now, with that gene, the interventions are not around, and most of the interventions are around, low-fat diets. Well, in actual fact, what they need to do, it's the carbohydrates they need to get out of the diet and bring it down to a certain percentage, and it's not so much about the fat. So that's inflammation is what we see is the biggest cause behind people having weight problems. And we look at a very obesogenic environment. We look at the food that we eat is now very pro-inflammatory. When we were hunter-gatherers, we ate, I think, 2-to-1 ratio, whereas you look at all the foods now that just produce inflammation, and we need to tackle inflammation and the free radical damage for weight loss rather than going after the fat metabolism solely.
So probably a lot of the processed food, canned foods, foods with preservatives, genetic modification are causing a lot of inflammation. Interesting.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Inflammation. I like to have a special to help people lose their weight because it's a big problem in the United States, obesity, and it's leading to an increase in cardiovascular disease and diabetes. And who would know that genetic testing can help you intelligently begin a weight loss program without making it worse?
Absolutely. So what the problem we've seen with some of the, and in the early days when we had the people come to us, for example, it was more, as I said, the 35, 55-year-old women, and they would go from getting angry and frustrated and having the roadmap of the profile would then turn around and lose anything up to 40 pounds in 20 weeks, 22 weeks' time. And the focus was on getting the inflammation under control and then letting the body be able to burn fat, which they had the ability to do, but it was the inflammation was blocking that ability to burn fat. So it's, focus on inflammation, oxidative stress, and then the fat metabolism will take care of itself.
Because you actually have a category on your genetic testing called fat metabolism. If you were going to be looking at that, you'd look at inflammation and the fat metabolism markers. Is that correct?
Well, on our grouping, fat metabolism is group number 6. Inflammation's number 1. So if someone comes in and their health goal is to lose weight, I guarantee that you'll find that they have a lot of the variations in the inflammation side of it. So once you start looking at the inflammation, get that under control, because if your body is highly inflamed, the inflammation goes into the cell, fat cells, and blocks the ability to burn the fat cells. So you've got to reduce that inflammation that's all over the body first and get the body back so that it can start burning and operating properly.
Now, we have a couple of minutes left in the show, and I know you're really excited about introducing additional genetic testing, and you want to introduce some testing that it's easier for the consumer to get involved. I wonder if we could finish the show by talking about the future of Fit Jeans.
Well, Fit Jeans is, we've established the scientific credibility behind what we do. We're doing collaborative research with universities all around the world, and we spend a lot of time and effort to make sure that doctors like you had the confidence. But we're doing other program. We've got one called Carb Choice, which looks at the ability to break down starches in the body. And the changes we've seen have been absolutely remarkable. We're currently writing a scientific paper around this AIMEE1 copy number. And we've seen people that have had 16 years of diabetes, and the change in the markers of being a diabetic within 2 to 4 weeks have been quite remarkable. And it gets about, some people can digest starch easier than others, and this gene called AIMEE1 copy number is directly associated with weight loss and the risk of becoming a type 2 diabetes. So we're getting more of those ones around food sensitivity. So a lot more in the pipeline coming through, but we make sure that they're all scientifically backed up first with good research, and that there have to be interventions that the practitioners can help the patients make better nutrition, exercise and lifestyle choices to suit their genetic profile and not the one size fits all.
So I guess the AIMEE1 would be a good genetic SNP to look at for anyone who's overweight, who is has type 2 diabetes or diabetic, in terms of their planning for their health profile. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's actually a copy number, which is a slightly different to a SNP, and it absolutely controls. The people that have what they call lower copy numbers can have a 800% increased risk of obesity and then type 2 diabetes. So it's about the type of carbohydrates, the type of starches, when to eat it, when to exercise. So that's a very exciting program that we've seen people, in actual fact, we've seen people off medication in a couple of weeks once they knew what their AIMEE1 copy number was, and based on the science and the intervention. So we're very excited about that. And so we have a lot more coming out as we move forward into 2017 and beyond. So we're really excited about that as a company.
Now, I think in terms of my observation, I think genetic testing is at a crossroad. There's a lot of companies that are marketing more for entertainment. You know, you find out your ancestry, things like that. Mm. And then your company has taken the direction, you know, let's give the data to the physicians so the doctors can really make the right decision as to what health changes, what dietary supplements are going to be required. And I think there's probably room for both methods. You know, some people just want to do a simple genetic test to find out more about their family background, or et cetera. So your comment about that to close the show.
Well, I think it boils down to what do you want to achieve? Why would you do a genetic test or genetic profile? If it's just entertainment, as you said, fine. But if you do want to maximize your potential for healthy living, healthy aging, then you've got to choose a company where there is solid science behind what they're doing. There is also no conflict of interest in selling supplements or weight loss shakes and so forth. And that, I think it's very important to look at that. And it's not more genes are better. You can put a lot, because there's only a few hundred genes that are solid science behind them. So you get what you pay for. If you just want slides entertainment, go for that. But if you want something that will have, I call it nutrigenomic insurance for healthy living, healthy age.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're coming to a close on Healthy Vision. And, Paul, I want to thank you so much for calling into the radio show, and keep up the good work. I really appreciate your input. And this is your host, Dr. Edward Condron. If you want more information, we are doing the Fit Jeans genetic testing. Give the office a call at 800-430-9328. And this is Dr. Condron wishing all of you good health and clear vision.
interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Sun Devil men's basketball ushers in Coach Bobby Hurley's second season at the helm with a dynamic roster including Trey Holder and Cody Justice, as well as exciting newcomers Sam Cunliffe and Shannon Evans. The home schedule is highlighted by non-conference visits from top 25 Creighton, WAC champion New Mexico State, and UNLV, while the always competitive Pac-12 lineup features five NCAA tournament teams from 2016. Ticket packages start at just $60. Get yours today online at thesundevils.com.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100.